Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM here with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are happy to be back another day live in the studio. My God, it's starting to feel a lot like Jesus' birthday, that holy day. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless God today for our co-host, Pastor Lawrence James London Jr., who's with us. Hallelujah. We praise God for him. Is this you? Is this you, Lawrence London Jr.? Are you there with me?
It is me. I am.
Shake man right here, y'all. This Uncle Shake man. Boy, I tell you the truth. That Lawrence London Jr. is the man. Praise the Lord. We thank God for him. Matter of fact, he just dropped. As for you, we thank God for him being here. You'll be back on in a second. Hallelujah. You watch how you come back. Oh, man, I don't know what happened. Just watch it. Praise God. It is wonderful. It's a great day in Zion, people of God. And I just want you to know, praise the Lamb of God. Your praises, hallelujah, mean everything, hallelujah, to your success. You got to praise your way through. Praise the Lamb of God. It's praise day on PSM. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, it's praise day on our page. And sometimes, Lawrence, you just got to praise your way through. Hallelujah.
You
got to praise your way through. Pray your way through. Praise your way through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I put on the page today, Lawrence, I told him, I said, when the devil mess with me, I give him hell through my praises. Hallelujah. I sent him a sucker punch. Praise the Lord. You want me to tell you something? Every time the devil used to mess with me, I used to tell him, I said, okay, for that, I'm going to witness to somebody, and I'm going to find people to save.
Yeah.
I said, you sucker, you shouldn't have messed with me. You put me in the hospital. See, this nurse, she getting baptized next Sunday. You better get me out of here. I'm going to witness to the whole staff.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You got to learn how to be the enemy in the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. I think I said something right there, Lawrence London. You got to learn how to be the enemy in the enemy's camp. Get a devil hell. Praise the Lamb of God by doing what you do for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People of God, this is Praise Wednesday. Hallelujah. And we're going to give God all the praise today that he deserves. Praise God. So you don't want to praise him, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Praise God. Because I promise you, praise is going up today. We're going to give him glory. We're going to give him adoration. Praise the Lamb. You want me to tell you something, Lawrence? Nobody should be more jubilant, should be more prayerful, should be more praiseful, should not be shouting and raising the roof in this season than the saints. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the Lamb of God. We are letting the commercial world take over the holy day, praise the Lamb of God, that we've dedicated and set aside. You got retarded saints running around talking about, well, it ain't the day he was born and all that kind of stuff. If we still celebrating it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you can't pinpoint, we celebrated my mother's birthday on the 31st of August for years. For years. And about 3 or 4 years before she passed, went on to be with the Lord. We found out she was born on the 29th. So what? So now what we supposed to do? Praise the Lamb of God. And we praise the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. So I don't know. I know it was in the winter. It was cold. Praise the Lamb of God when he was born. So I'm praising him. Hallelujah. From Thanksgiving all the way through the new year, extra praise should be given to God. Hallelujah. We should exalt him because he came, because he was born, because he lived, because he suffered, because he died, because he rose. We should be giving him praise. That's what the saints ought to be doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We put the X in Christmas. Hallelujah. Mm. The saints, the X in Christmas. We are Xing Jesus out of Christmas. Praise the Lamb of God. But the devil alive with a bow tie on doing somersaults today, moonwalking. Hallelujah. We will yet praise God. Yet will I praise him. Hallelujah. There be no meat in the stall. Hallelujah. Yet will I praise him, according to Rebecca. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, you got a caller already.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, you better check it. Man, is it Andrew?
Let's see what's going on.
Check him out.
Andrew, you're on the line. Your mic is hot. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
It says, hello? Yes, sir. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Brother Brack.
Sorry, what was that, brother?
What's the nature of your call, Andrew?
Brock.
Hello? Andrew?
You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
Foolishness.
Yeah. Anyway.
Foolishness. The Lord. Satan, the Lord rebuke you too in Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Go sit on attack. Go over to God. All right. We continue
on.
Talk
about, talk about that Tucker. All you doing, all the enemy doing, is making us mad. You know, whatever. Now some people gonna get delivered. Now somebody gonna be healed on your show. So you playing those games?
Now Barack Obama
respect somebody like never before because you playing those
games. Barack Obama is the president. Barack Obama is the president, and nothing, ain't nothing you, nobody can do about it. He is the president. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I voted.
I think he made Brother Brett mad.
I wish I could have voted.
Let me see something. Brett the tied in on us. I know that's Brett. What's up, Brett?
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Oh man, I'm ecstatic, and I got a praise in my spirit, man, because we have been praying for finances, man, and I go on my account this morning, man, and Allstate sent me back $500. I'm telling you, man.
That is amazing. Hey, keep that bread down with them dollars.
Man, all I know is God is answering prayers. He might not answer them how we want them at that time, but I had no idea, man, you know what I'm saying? And clear some things up for me. So I'm in praise mode today, man.
Hallelujah, man. So, Brett, on the page this morning, a lot of them didn't catch it, praise the Lamb of God. They didn't even comment on it. I said, you know, you're quiet with your praises and stuff right now. Don't let the devil shut you down, as we said, because things may not be going the way you want it to go and the way you think it ought to be going right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, but let me tell you this. I said, it could be a test from God to see if you're following him for the fish and the loaves.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you really following him? Love him. I said, but in spite of the way things look, praise the Lamb of God, I made up in my mind, no matter how the contrary winds blow, no matter how the billows roar, no matter how the thunder dogs bark, and no matter how the hell hounds growl, yet will I praise him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And man of God, I thank you for your consistency in your praise, your worship, your prayer life, and your example. See, when you come out front, the devil's trying to make it look like, praise the Lamb of God, you're a fool for jumping out there with your faith and testifying. But I promise you, if you just hold on, God's going to show up and he'll show out for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love it when God do it. I love it. Man of God, you have set the show pace today. Praise the Lamb of
God.
Praise God. Did you continue to pray? Did you continue? How did you manifest this, man? What did you do?
I've been all through this process, man. I've been trying to just go deeper, man. You know, even through the frustration of it not happening. It's not having, not saying that everything is perfect right now, but it is a miracle and sign, and it's a wonder because I had no idea. I get an alert when your account get overdrafted. So, you know, I went last night and just started listening to the archives last night, man, and I was listening to the prayers that have been going forth the last 2 days, and I said, my God, you know, when you're involved in prayer, just to hear it again and hear and feel the anointing and feel that power again was exciting to me last night, you know, and I'm telling you, regardless of what we're going through right now, man, you know, our channel, we're being challenged like never before. But I'm believing God. I'm believing his promises, man. I believe it's going to get better. One of my buddies, man, one of my homies from I met in Chicago called me this morning like 3 o'clock in the morning. It might have been 6 o'clock in the morning in Detroit. And he was, you know, pouring out to me that this morning, man. And I had to, you know, I had to minister to him like, bro, you know. It ain't easy for me either, man. I know it's hard for you, but, you know, we got to stand strong. So that was just like a part of, you know, even though we're going through, man, it's our job to minister. It's our job to stand strong and pray, man. I've been praying hard, man. The prayer teaching that you've been doing over the last week has blessed my life because, you know, I have been getting slightly lackadaisical in my prayer life and not spending as much time as I should. You know, yeah, I'm praying, but am I praying and asking God for all these things just for me? God, can you do something for the Brown family? When there's so many people need prayer right now, man. And I know it's time for us to really go forth and you know, be a part of a, you know, Jesus is our ultimate intercessor. And he intercessed for us so much, man. And I just want to be used, man. I don't want to, you know, I ain't all out in California, man, from my hometown, from all of our family out here, just to be out here. It has to be a purpose bigger than what I can even imagine.
Man, let me tell you something. You know, Brent, when your prayer life and your praise life, hallelujah, come into coitus, one with another to God, praise the Lamb of God, let me tell you something. You release the blessings that God has in store for you, and you move the hand of God in a mighty way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, I sat here, I looked at the page this morning, and I said, you know, this ain't right. This is our praise day. The saints, you know, Satan wearing out the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. He, you know, and we allow him to. We just sit up and take blow after blow after blow, without sending them back to the hot spot, without sending them in his place, without speaking over our family. We fasted 7 days, you know, and prayed. Seriously, some of us 14, some of us 21, some of us went even beyond that to put our minds and hearts under subjection so our tongue, praise the Lamb of God, can be released in power. And already we didn't forget it, praise the Lamb of God. I didn't mean to put me in there. Some of us have forgotten it. Because I'm speaking over my situation, praise the Lamb of God. I'm watching healings in my own body take place right before my very eyes, praise the Lamb of God. I'm speaking over, the Spirit is telling me, command it. Command that blessing. Command. I'm speaking over, man of God, let me tell you something. You and your wife keep going in that prayer room. You all keep praying. You all keep praising. I don't care what happened. Praise the Lamb of God. If the car get taken, God got a whole world of brand new cars coming off the assembly line. If the house, God got a bigger and a better one for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't ever think that God can't move in spite of the way things look. Our God is an awesome God. There is no God like our God. He shows himself mighty in our weakness, not in our strength. Praise the Lamb of God. He shows himself mighty in our weakness. His strength, hallelujah, is made perfect. It's seen perfect and complete in our weaknesses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man of God, I thank God for you. You done set my soul on fire.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It ain't glory, it's only $500, but baby, let me tell you something. When you praise God for $500, $5,000 on the way, praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
When you praise him for the $5,000, $50,000 on the way, just watch God work. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whoa! Lord, have mercy.
I'm with you. What's happening, though, people really have to understand that word, when we talk about pressing, we talk about keeping and staying in the presence of God, we're saying that sometimes it's not easy. You have to press your way to his presence sometimes. Sometimes you have to press your way to your where your anointing is. And the enemy, that's his job, to keep it away from us, to give us all types of little problems and challenges that'll keep us away from where our anointing is. And if we press, which the Bible, when that word, Greek word for press, is a violent word. It's a word of action. It's a pushing word. If we push to where our anointing is, and we see ourselves where our anointing is, that's what the devil is trying to disguise. On this show, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes on the show, we have to press even to be on the show. We have to press to get in his presence sometimes. We have to press to talk to the Lord and get above what the enemy is trying to throw, all these distractions. We have to press above that, because once we get there, that's what's amazing about when we pray. When we get there, we're in that place where our anointing is, where we can see, we can feel, where all this stuff that the enemy is trying to hold us down with, the financial worries, we know it's already all right. It's funny how you get to a place of prayer and you know everything is already all right. And you know that everything about your heart is already all right. Your mind is already all right. He does not want us totally healed totally set free by pressing to where our anointing is, and that's the presence of God. That's why in him we live, move, and we want to have our own being. We want to live in it, because long as we live in it, can't nothing bring us down. Somebody calling, acting, pushing Barack Obama buttons and all that stuff, none of that stuff, that makes us mad. That puts us higher. We rise above these things and look down at it and laugh at it. We laugh at sickness. We laugh at being not having the finances, because we know we got something above finances. We have the provider. Our Father is the provider. We live in provision. That's where we live. We live in provision. If this tower goes down, they take this tower away, we can get another one. We just live in provision, and we know that there's nothing too hard for our God. That's why the enemy tries to keep us from pressing. That's why the word just sticks in my mind. The kingdom of God suffered violence, but we violently press and take it by force to live and to breathe in the kingdom and represent his kingdom and stand in the standards of his kingdom, stay connected to his kingdom. That's what I'm thinking about while you're talking, sir.
My God in heaven. My God in heaven. Let me tell you something. People of God, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, you have to really, really, really know that you're God's child. That's number one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have to know that you're God's child. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. You got to know that you're living according to the word of God as best you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number three, praise the Lamb of God. You must persist to stay in the presence, praise the Lamb of God, through your prayer life, through your word life. Stay in the presence of the Lord through your praise, praise and your worship. Stay in the presence of the Lord. The final thing is you must hear God. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't be satisfied with praying and praising without being still before God and allowing God to speak to you and give you direction. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, people of God, when you hear God, things click. When you hear God, praise the Lamb of God, the directions that God will give you, praise the Lamb of God, he will order his steps, your steps in his word. And people of God, I promise you, praise God, it will work out for the good of those that love the Lord. It will work out for the good of those that love the Lord. I don't care what's going on in your life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I shared this with Pastor London, and you know, praise God. People of God, let me just be raw with you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you don't know. Some of y'all don't know Uncle Shake's story. Praise the Lamb. I came from the hood, praise the Lamb, but a lot of people wasn't no good. Hallelujah. I was raised in the hood, praise the Lord, but my mother didn't let the hood be raised in me.
That's
praise
right.
God. Hallelujah. Right there. Praise the Lord.
You got to amen on that one, Doc.
Praise God. I was always a worker. Work, praise God, one way or another, whether it was good work or bad work, I worked, praise God, hallelujah. it was good work, bread, or bad work, I worked, hallelujah. Praise God. I hustled on and made my money, praise God. Now, praise God, and coming into the Lord, hallelujah, wholeheartedly, praise God, you know, the Lord blessed me, praise God. I lived, praise the Lamb of God, in $600,000 house, praise the Lord, hallelujah, with a jacuzzi in my bedroom and all that kind of stuff, my suite on the top level, then the next level with three or four bedrooms and baths on that level, and then another level with the great room and all of that, you know, with marble encased fireplaces and all of that, full basement, praise the Lord, all of that in the suburbs of town. I've lived that until they brought suits in my living room, praise the Lamb of God. I didn't have to go to the store. They bring the clothes to me, shirts, suits, shoes, for me to see. And I just write a check, give me them 10 suits, give me them 5 pair of shoes, and give me eight shirts, where I put my name on them, all that kind of stuff, or they made them for me. And I have wrote, praise the Lamb of God, my insurance in one check for the entire year for all three or four of my cars in one check. Praise the Lamb of God. I know how it feels to have money in the bank. Praise the Lamb of God. Money in a savings account. Money, praise the Lamb of God. That you, I understand how all that feels. Praise God. I've been there. Been there, done that. Praise the Lamb of God. But I also know how it feels to lose it all almost overnight through a stock market crashing. Praise the Lamb of God. I lost, my wife and I, we lost $250,000 in one night. Woke up the next morning, $250,000 of our money was gone. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the stock market, our advisors told us to stay in it, crashed again. So make a long story short, but listen to me. I never left God. Praise the Lamb of God. I never stopped praying. I never stopped pursuing. I've never stopped praising Him. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you something. A lot of people I know, praise the Lamb, they have even told me, man, I would have lost my mind if that had happened to me. I didn't lose my mind, I didn't lose my integrity, and I didn't lose my pride. Praise the Lamb of God. Know why? God can give you back anything you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
God can give you back anything that you've lost. Except, praise the Lamb of God. He, matter of fact, I don't know, nothing can give you back because He is the resurrection. He can give you back your life if you lose it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you must come to a place, people of God, to be stable in God. Hallelujah. And don't allow material things to dictate, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where you are, what in God. We look at houses. We look at cars, we look at money and all of that and dictate that as being blessed. I found out being blessed is being happy in whatever state I'm in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm happy right now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, until you come to the place of recognizing that, you want me to tell you why? I'm going to reveal a secret to you all. Praise the Lamb, that I don't share with everybody. Pastor London know it, but he may not have tapped into it of late because I've shared it with them years ago. The Truth Church, I used to give them some truths that was out of this world. Let me tell you what I know. This is not what I believe. It's what I know. Praise the Lamb of God. I said I know this, what I'm about to tell you. I pray after this. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know what I know. What I know that I know, praise the Lamb. I know that God is my Father, praise the Lamb of God, my holy heavenly Father. I know He loves me, praise the Lamb of God. I know that I'm a partaker of the divine nature. I know Christ Jesus' Spirit lives within me. I know without a shadow of a doubt, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Watch this, without a shadow of a doubt that I'm His prophet. That I'm His servant. I know that. Praise the Lamb of God. And according to the scriptures, because I have a seat in heavenly places, everything on this planet belongs to me.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I remember,
everything
I know that.
On this planet belongs to me. Praise the Lamb of God. So I don't have to own the cars as long as I can use them when I get ready to go somewhere. Y'all better get a grip on this, pray. I don't have to own the grocery store as long as I can walk in there and get what I want and need it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Y'all better listen to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't have to own the clothing store, but it's mine. It's sitting right over there on that corner made available to me. The mall is made available to me. God has made all of this accessible to me. I own it all because my Father owned it all. You say it, but I believe it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then I believe one scripture in the Bible, greater than almost all the others. He shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. And God ain't broke. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb. I don't know what your faith is in or where your faith is at, but that's where my faith is at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you breathe belongs to me. The cattle on a thousand hills are mine because they belong to my Father. And that's the way I see life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got another caller, then we go into prayer. Erico 313. Erico 313. Hello? 590-6481. Are you there? Erico 313.
Might have his own mute or something. I don't hear nothing.
I don't hear nothing either.
Yeah.
But they won.
Yeah, they
right.
pushed the one. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. 1-3-5-9-0-6-4-8-1. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's get ready to pray. Praise God. Well, we got Brett right here, don't we? Brett.
Yeah, we sure do. Man,
hey,
I'm right away. Full of fire.
I'm all
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brett, you going to pray for us today?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, our God, we got a prayer warrior on the line today, praise the Lamb. And Brett is now on our intercessory team, praise the Lamb of God. So we thank God for our brother Brett, praise the Lamb of God. Listen, we're praying for each of you. If you have a prayer request, please call in now and push 1 so that we can get your prayer request voiced out so all the saints can pray for you. Praise the Lamb of God that we have no problem doing that if you have a prayer request. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see here. Praise the Lord. We're looking at those, praise God, of course, in the convalescent homes, in the prisons, those who are, praise the Lamb of God, incarcerated, praise God, know that Jesus loves you. Know that Jesus loves you today. Praise God. Mother, grandmother, grandfather, father, in the convalescent home and no one has visited you over the Thanksgiving holiday, be encouraged. Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you and his spirit and his power is there with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you who are sick, our God has proven himself over and over and over again to be a healer. He is the balm in Gilead. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He's able to make the wounded whole. We're giving God praises today on this show, hallelujah, on our page, because of the goodness of the Lord. No matter who is listening to my voice, wherever you are right now in your life, it could be worse. So we give God praise today for where we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our son, praise the Lamb of God, Brother Britt is going to come and lead us to the throne of grace, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, and we're just going to listen to him, and we're going to allow, hallelujah, our own prayers to incorporate with his, that our prayers go up one man's today, praise the Lamb of God. Pray along with us. Pray
yes,
along.
Father. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Father.
In
hallelujah.
The
Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, you're so worthy, Father. Oh, Father, we love you today, Father God.
Yes.
We worship you today, Father. Oh, God, we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, Father God, because you're so worthy, Father God. Oh, God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We lift up holy hands to you today, Father God. Oh, God, we fall on our faces today, Father God, prostrate to you, Father God, just thanking you, Father God, for your unchanging hand, Father, for your love that has never changed, Father God, is always available to us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, Father God. We thank you for building us up, Father God, in your word and in your way, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to come before your throne of grace, Father God. But even before we do that, Father God, we come with repentant hearts, Father God, asking for forgiveness, Father God, for any words or any actions or anything, Father God, that have crossed across our mind, Father God, that is not lining up with your word and your way, Father God, is not standing in righteousness, Father God. So forgive us, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, for hardness, Father God, for any anger, Father God, for any fear or for any doubt. Forgive us, Father God, for not praying like we should, Father God. Forgive us not setting that specific time out every day, Father God, to commune with you, Father God, to hear what you're saying to us, Father God, to touch our spirits, Father God. So forgive us, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, for not evangelizing and reaching out to others, Father God, who maybe need prayer, Father God, who maybe need a word, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, and begin to transform our hearts and our minds, Father God, to focus on you more diligently, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, that if we seek you first, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, you will add all these things unto us, Father God. So we know, Father God, when we draw close to you, Father God, all our needs will be met according to your riches and glory, Father God. And we praise you for that promise, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for PSM, Father God. We thank you for Prophet Shakespeare, Father God. And we ask right now, Father God, that you touch him like never before, Father God, that you continue to elevate him, Father God, to that high place with you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, and we ask right now, Father God, as he ministers this evening as well as today, Father God, that your angels camp around his home, Father God, camp around his body, camp around his cars, Father God, camp around those who may be traveling with him, Father God, that your weapon, no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Father God. And we thank you for that promise, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're increasing his wisdom and his knowledge like never before, Father God, that you're increasing his testimony like never before, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you for Pastor London, Father God, as he co-labors with Prophet right now, Father God. And we thank you for coming together, Father God, with a power couple, Father God, to build up your people, Father God, in the spirit realm. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing with Pastor London, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you protect them, Father God, that you shield them, Father God, from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, that you build them up like never before, Father, that you have your way in his life, Father God. God, have your way right now, Father God. Meet all his needs, Father God. Release, Father God, the supernatural anointing, supernatural finances, Father God, in your men of God right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the miracle signs and wonder that you're doing right now, Father. I thank you, Father God, for our administrators, Father God, Jocelyn, Father God, Valerie, Father God, Amanda, all those who labor, Father God, with administrative tasks, Father God. We thank you for them right now, Father God. We ask that you build them up, Father God. We pray now for the intercessors, Father God. We thank you for those people of God who sit on and intercede, Father God, for those who need prayer, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We lift up your name, Father God, because you're so worthy to be praised, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all those who are connected to PSM, Father God. Have your way, Father God, in their lives, Father God. Let today, Father God, be an explosion of worship and praise, Father God. Let those, Father God, who may be challenged right now, Father God, praise their way through their struggles, Father God. Praise their way through their sickness, Father God. Pray their praises and pray their ways, Father God, through any financial burdens, Father God, that may be rising up against them, Father. And we thank you in advance, Father God, that we know it is so, Father God. Yeah. We thank you, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, and we go right now, Father God, into the convalescent homes, Father God, where the elderly people, Father God, may be resting right now, Father God, and may be lonely, Father God. Be their comforter. Be their peace, Father God. Be their strength, Father God. Be their healer, Father God. Go in, Father God, and soak with them, Father, like never before, Father God. Go in and touch, Father God, the disorderlies, Father God, and the doctors and all the people on the staff, Father God, to be more friendly, Father God, to be more loving, Father God, and be that person that the people in the convalescent home need today, Father God. Let them be the beacon of light, Father God. And we go right now and touch them right now. Touch the hearts of your people, Father God, in those places right now, God. God, I pray right now for the people in prison right now, male and females, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that their hearts, Father God, stop being hardened, Father God, and be open to all the things that you may have for them, Father God. Let your light shine, Father God, through those jail cells and through those windows, Father God, and touch your people, Father God, who may be dealing with ups and downs, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Let them, God, let the time that they're shut in, Father God, be a time of transformation and deliverance, Father God. And when they come out, Father God, they will have a praise like never before, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for those who are homeless, Father God, who are hungry, Father God, who don't know, Father God, that this is the season of Thanksgiving, Father God. So build them up, Father God, as we go into this season right now, Father. Now, thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're doing right now for your people, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Have your way, Father God. I pray right now for the sick right now, Father God. Be Jehovah Rapha, Father God, and heal those who need healing right now, Father. Touch them right now. Touch their bones. Touch anything, any ailments, Father God, any disease or sickness. We bind right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father.
God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. I pray for the men, Father God, the men of God, Father God, who may be faced, Father God, with burdens of a household, Father God, being faced with financial dependency of their family, Father God. I pray that you strengthen them right now, Father God. But, God, I pray that you touch their hearts, Father God, to draw close to you, Father God, to trust you, Father God, like never before right now, God. And I thank you, Father God. I pray for the single mothers, Father God. I pray for our children right now, Father God. I pray that you touch those mothers right now, Father God, who have to be the mother and the Father, Father, strengthen them right now, God, like never before, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their entire homes, Father God, and family, Father God. I pray for Ghana, Father God, and the UK, Father God. All those, Father God, across the world, Father God, we lift up your whole world to you today, God. We thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. We know it is so, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We pray,
thank
Father God, for those who maybe sinned against us, who spoke words against us, Father God. Forgive them when they did not know, Father God. But give them a repentant heart, Father God. Change them, Father God. Have your way, Father God, in your lives with your people, Father God. Touch your people, Father God. God, we thank you and we love you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. Oh, God, you're so worthy, Father God. We worship you, Father God. We adore you today, God. We love you today, Father God.
Yes,
oh, God, you're so worthy, Father God. Thank you for your spirit, Father God. Thank you for your son who died on Calvary, Father God. So that may we have life and with that, that may we may have life in that more abundantly, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for your abundant life. We thank you for the blood, Father God, that washes us clean, God. Oh, God, we love you today, Lord.
We
worship you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In your precious Son, we seal this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, yes, Father, yes. Father, as the prayers have gone forth, Father, we lift ourselves up to you, God. Look on us, God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Everyone on this line, everyone that listens to this archive, we stand and say we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies harbor your glory, God. We declare that we are eternally yours, God. That our eyes were made to see your glory. Our eyes were made to see your holy. We declare that our ears were made to hear your very voice, oh God. And we declare that our mouths are made to speak your very words, God. Use us all like never before, all over this show, all over this page, God. Let us speak from your glory realm and change the world, we declare it.
Yes.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name,
yes.
We thank you.
Thank
we thank you.
You.
Thank you.
We thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. on your own way. You're on your own way.
Another powerful prayer, another powerful prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. By our Son, praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness, what a powerful prayer today. Praise the Lamb, and we thank God for him. Hallelujah, Pastor London. Thank you all so much for leading us into the throne of grace. All right, we got another caller here. Praise God. Amen. Caller. Area code 123. Yes?
Hey, Ben. That's a powerful prayer from Pastor London.
Hey. Hey, oh, how you doing?
Adam!
That's a powerful prayer from Pastor London, and it's the prayer is hit in Africa. I mean, I enjoyed the prayer Pastor London just prayed. It's powerful. And it's great. Hi, everybody. Hi, Papa.
Hi, my
brother.
How
brother.
Are you? Adam is on the phone. Adam is on the line. Adam is on the line. My son, it's good to hear your voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. All the way from Ghana, Africa. Son, it's good to hear you. How's the election going?
We are starting the election next week, and the entire nation, we are praying, we are believing God that the election is going to go how God wants it to go. I mean, you know, Africa, when election time comes, all kind of things won't happen, but we are restricting the devil. We want the enemy to know that God rules in the affairs of men, and we, the watchers, are not giving the devil any chance in Ghana. We can mess up with other nations, but Ghana, all the watchers are alert. We are praying. The churches are praying. The saints are praying. And so we have committed the election into the hands of God. And we are believing God that we will go through this one too successful, because God rules in the affairs of men. And we are believing God. We are believing God. And we know the entire PSMR is praying with us. I mean, I heard Pastor Landon mention Ghana in his prayer, and that is very encouraging. And we know that everybody's praying. Everybody's praying. God's eyes on Ghana.
Wow, man. Amen. We're going to be praying that the Lord wills be done there in Ghana. Praise
yes.
God. I know that you have put a lot of energy in. I've seen some of your Facebook postings and some of the rebuttals that have come to you because of that. But, man, we're praising God for you, and we're praising God for the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, Adam is on the line, people of God.
Yeah.
Son, how is the ministry coming? Is the ministry doing well?
And everything is going well by the grace of God. And, you know, after, you know, I just want to give this testimony. We used to be, anytime it rains, the rain beat us. But now, glory to God. If it rains, we are safe and we are under a roof by the grace of God and by the help of Papa Shakespeare. I mean, anytime it rains, we are safe in our auditorium, man. We give glory to God, and we thank you for you've been a major help to us, and we just thank God for that. It's been raining here for some time now, and anytime it rains, we are not afraid anymore. We are in there worshiping our God and praising our God. We thank God for what God has done. After we embark on this project, we have been hit by a major attacks, but we are still standing on our feet. We are believing God because the enemy will not allow us to go to where we're going, but God will take us to the promised land and take us to where we are going. He can resist. He can do anything he want to do, but wherever God wants us to go, he will take us to. He has the power. So it's been well here. The church has increased in number. A commitment level has increased because they've seen what God has done over the past 3 months or 4 months. We've been able to put up a building. I mean, it's surprising. Everybody is so surprised how we were able to do it. And other ministries were asking, how were you able to do it? You've been in this village for 2 years, 5 months, and look at what you've been able to do. And we give praise to God. Wow. And I said, we give the grace of God. And
the National, you have played a major role in the construction
major role.
That church building that Pastor Edelman and his congregation worships in due to your liberal heart and your benevolence. We have been able, praise the Lamb of God, to assist in the erecting of that sanctuary that was blown down, praise the Lamb of God, when they were in an outdoor hut by a storm. But God, what was looked like was evil was meant for good, and now they're in a permanent position, a brick church edifice with a roof on and everything. Praise the Lamb of God. And as many of you all know, I didn't ask them to call in today, but I just mentioned yesterday or day before on the show, I mentioned that we still have yet to make sure that we send some cases of Bibles engraved with PSM on them, International. Not my name, but PSM International engraved on it, so that the people of God there, praise the Lamb of God, Angel is looking into the best prices and how to get them shipped so that we can make a further impact in this ministry. People of God, praise the Lamb of God, as we give and as we do, God gives back to us. And I know some of you say, yeah, I've been giving. Wonderful, praise God. Know this, that God has not, cannot lie. His word says, praise the Lamb of God, if you would give one of mine a cool drink of water, you would receive the prophet's reward. Praise the Lamb of God. No man has forsaken home. No man has forsaken anything in this life. Praise the Lamb of God. For the cause of Christ, according to the word of God, that shall not be returned to him a hundredfold in this life, plus life eternal.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
So understand, people of God, that your giving and your love is not vain. Praise the Lamb of God, and that God sees every penny. God sees everything that we do, hallelujah, how we do it, when we do it, why we do it, and the intents of our heart. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But we want to do that, hallelujah, and hopefully we'll be able to do that as a Christmas present to the Lord, people of God. I believe in giving God a Christmas present.
Hello?
Yes, Adam.
Hello?
We are here.
I want to share this testimony, I want to share this testimony. When we were under the shed, that the storm blew, there's a clinic in the town where we were directed. We were under a shed at that time. And we were, you know, the Holy Ghost said we should just raise money and go and renovate the clinic. Whilst we were under a shed, looking for a better place of worship. So we decided to obey the Spirit of God, and then we raised money under the shed. We went to renovate the clinic. We spent a lot of money renovating the clinic, painting the entire clinic, removing things that needed to be removed. And then when we did that, it was not long, then the storm came, and then we were thinking of what to do. So I said to myself, the money we used to renovate the clinic, we should have used it to build a place. By then, God being so faithful, and since because we obeyed God and we sold into the clinic by renovating the entire place and painting the entire place, God was so faithful that today we have a structure of our own. And I just want to say, I'm just adding that if you sow into the things of God, God will never ever deny you. We were not denied because we obeyed the voice of God. We renovated the clinic. It was wonderful.
Let me give it to him clear, Adam, because you know your voice is your diction is different from ours. But let me give it to him clear. And I knew about this because Adam was sharing it with me. He wasn't on the page for a while, and I said, Adam, what's going on, man? Are you all right? He said, Papa, we are building a clinic. The church and I, we have decided that we would build a clinic here so that the people can get the medical attention and stuff that they need. And so they were sewing into it, and I was so proud of him. I said, Adam is building a clinic, blah, blah, blah. And I said this at the time. I said, and he's worshiping in a hut. Why are you not building a church? That's what I said. But I did never say that to him. And I let him go on and do it. I said, well, God will bless him. Praise the Lord God. But your heart, Adam, is like my heart. And I see the heart of God in you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I see that you are really a true son. Praise the Lord. Pastor London has the same type of spirit. We're always doing for others before we do for ourselves. Pastor London has that thing. Yeah. I have to rebuke him sometime because of that, because he will walk around and have gas money, praise the Lamb of God, from running around doing errands and stuff and going to help everybody on the planet. And I'd be saying, why don't you make those people give you some gas money, give you some money for doing? But he has a wonderful heart in the gift of helps. But God rewarded you, praise the Lamb of God, beyond your imagination. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You never dreamt quick God was going to build a house for you and your people to dwell in.
Yeah.
And Adam is not over, praise the Lamb of God. There's more to come, praise the Lamb. There is more to come. All people of God, what a wonderful God we serve to have our son here all the way from Ghana, Africa. Speaking with us today. He tried to come to the gathering, but the embassy would not give him the visa and the credentials to come so that he would be able to be with us on last year. Hopefully it will get better, praise the Lamb of God, so that he'll be able to join us and share with us on next year in Chicago. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. We are on our way to Chicago, Adam. Praise God. Son, anything else you want to share with us? Anything you want to tell us?
Now, I just want to tell everybody listening to us that, well, if you leave your comfort zone, God is going to use you. I left the city to come to this village, and God has been phenomenal. And, I mean, the move of God, I mean, God is doing new things every day. I mean, I just want to tell everybody, just leave your comfort zone like God told Abraham. Get out of your father's house. If you leave your comfort zone, I left the city to come to this village 2 years, 5 months now, and just look at what God has done. You know, the reason God is not really moving in our lives is because we're still in our comfort zones. Let us leave our comfort zones.
Hallelujah.
Mega things in our lives.
Brother, I need to hear that myself. You know, just a confirming word, man.
Hallelujah.
Word.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly why I live. I live on the edge of the comfort zone all the time. I refuse to get comfortable. I keep stretching my faith. I keep stretching myself into other areas and other zones, praise the Lamb of God, because when you get comfortable, praise the Lamb of God, and you live in that comfort zone, praise God, there's a hindering spirit there without you knowing it, praise the Lamb of God, that places you in a bondage of not going forth. And if you look around, everything around you will become stagnant, praise the Lamb of God, in your physical life as well as in your spiritual life will become stagnant because you have come to a place of comfortability. You have to continue to stretch your faith. You have to continue to allow God, praise the Lamb of God, to stretch you beyond where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Beyond where you are. Praise God. We are right now, praise the Lamb of God, stretching the ministry, praise the Lamb of God, into some other areas because this has become comfortable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This has become comfortable, and we cannot allow ourselves to just enjoy one another while others are going to hell. Praise, hello, somebody. We can't allow ourselves to just enjoy one another while other things. Yesterday we was disturbed. Pastor London and I had dinner, praise the Lord, and I was about to ask him, what do you think about planning a church out west? Praise the Lamb of God, in the Novi area out there, praise God, out here where we live, of starting another Truth Christian Assembly, praise the Lamb of God, at an earlier time, out west, praise God, in a hotel or something so that we can spread our wings when it comes down to ministry. There's too much ministry that is needed in this season for us to sit in comfort. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I believe that God has plans for us.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
We're here.
I've been adding some Ghanaian contingent to the page, and I want you to interact with them personally on their inbox. Interact with them personally. I am believing that by the end of December, we should get a lot of Ghanaians on the this thing, Ghanaian block on the page, so that when you come to Ghana, we can organize the gathering. We believe that the gathering is coming to Ghana. That next time you are coming to Ghana or you come to Ghana, we are going to organize the gathering so that there will be a duplicate of the gathering from America in Ghana. So I'm
my adding God in heaven. Did you hear that, people of God?
And,
they're believing God.
And I want you to interact with them personally. And you just inbox them, let them know you personally, and then you just I'm adding them, and I'm believing God that when you come to Ghana, we'll be able to put ourselves together. And we get a hotel where we put ourselves together. We get machines, instruments, and everything that you can minister to us, because I believe that most of the things we share on the Doctor Radio are very deep, and Ghanaians too need to hear your voice and need to have the impartation. We need the impartation. So I'm adding a lot of them. I'm adding them. As I keep adding them, I want you to interact with them personally, inbox them, and then let them know who you are, so that when you're coming to Ghana, we will be familiar with your name, so that we can have PSMI, the gathering in Ghana.
Oh, my God. Somebody needs to be hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Well, man of God, praise the Lamb of God. If you can believe it, I can believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. And if I can believe it, Lawrence London has no other choice but
believe it.
If I go, Brett, go with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And if Brett gone, Jocelyn gone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who all want to go to Ghana? Light up your phone. Push one right now. Who all want to go to Ghana for a gathering? I'm going to see how many ones get pushed. I want to see how many ones get pushed.
Everybody.
Is somebody bold enough to say, I'll go, Lord. Lighten up. It's the Lamb of God. They lighten up. I see a couple of more lit up. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some more. Would you like to go to Ghana? We could charter a plane and go together. Praise the Lamb of God. Of God to do ministry on another soil.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
We can chart a plane and make Jocelyn fly. Somebody said, I'm not going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jocelyn is evidently she's still alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at the phone lines lighting up. Look at the phone. Wait a minute. Adam, I want them to say hello to you in unison. I'm opening everybody's mic, push one, so make sure the noise is turned down where you are because I just want you all to speak to Pastor Adam, your brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everybody's mic is being open. If you push one, 504-505-248-708. Who else is here? 248-708-313. All of your mics, 864. All of your mics are hot. Everybody, come on. 1, 2, 3. Say hello to Pastor Adam.
Hello, Pastor.
Pastor Adam. Hello. Hello to everyone.
Amen.
These are all your brothers and sisters. Jocelyn's on. I mean, everybody's on here.
Wow.
The Lamb of God speaking to you.
Amazing.
Hallelujah, Brother Edelman. We thank God for you, man of God. We thank God for you, and we want that to happen. We want God to let that happen, praise the Lamb of God, that we can have, hallelujah, a gathering in Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ghana, Africa.
Amen.
It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Janelle just texted me and said, I want to go. She said, I'm online listening. Can't push one, but I want to go. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah.
Via the internet,
no doubt, that would want to go. And Lord have mercy. I don't know how God is going to do this, but I know that our God is able. Praise the Lamb of God to let us go. It's been prophesied to me over and over again that I had a ministry overseas in Africa. And son, I believe that you are the turnkey to that ministry. Praise the Lord. And we're going to come,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
In force, fasting and praying. Hallelujah. And don't y'all think I'm going to be doing all the preaching and teaching by myself. Some of y'all better be getting yourselves in order. Pastor London, Brett, praise the Lamb of God, Mac, knees. And
we are ready. Ghana is ready for Prophet Micah Shakespeare. Ghana is ready. Ghana is ready.
Praise the Lamb of God.
It.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be
perfect for one man. I know that because we're going to keep it flowing if we can all day. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, all day and into the night. Then we'll rest and we'll come back in the mornings and we'll start it up again so that we can do as much work as we can in the days that we're there.
Yeah.
Praise the That's the way we got to do it, people. We're going to shift this thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So get ready. All this posting and stuff must turn into active ministry. It's one thing to be able to post, praise the Lord, on the page. It's another thing to be in front of thousands and hollering, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And laying hands on the sick and things of that nature. And we're going. Reggie said he ready for Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. London said he's going to build him a house down in Ghana. Say, Ghana is in the house. Say, Ghana in the house. I thought he said he's going to build a house.
You know,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ghana is
a blessed nation.
You have just made the show all that it needs to be. But you know, I just feel a praise in my belly for Ghana, people of God. Hallelujah, I really do.
Amen.
Pastor London?
Yes, sir.
Brett? Jocelyn?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Jocelyn, saints of God, Let's bombard heaven right now for the next couple of minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Get some music playing there for us in the background, Pastor London. And we're going to pray for this man of God right now. We're going to pray for Ghana. We're going to pray for that ministry to expand, to explode. We want God to give him favor with the other pastors there. Praise the Lamb of God. And that God even tap him into some wealthy people. Praise the Lamb of God that will help sponsor this powerful anointed trip as we prepare to come to Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. On three, people of God, we are praying. One, two, three. Let's pray for our pastor. under Moshe James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Rashato. Arande la Moshe. Arande Moshe. Hallelujah. Sharada Moshe. Hallelujah. The Lord has said, hallelujah. He has heard and he will make the way.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of
God.
God said he has and he will make
yes,
the way.
Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Somebody ought to give some praise go right there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see my seat. I didn't claim my
first class.
God, hallelujah. That's I claim mine in Jesus'
hey, way
mighty
to go.
Name. Hallelujah.
Ah, glory.
Is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I claim my seat in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. My God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. God, I'm excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Adam, are you still with us?
Yeah, buddy, I'm here.
Oh, he's still here. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. Hallelujah, son. We are
I threw the prayer. Oh, right here in Ghana. I feel the prayer right here in Ghana.
Yeah, oh, my man.
It's awesome presence. Awesome presence.
Oh,
awesome
my
presence.
God. Tell you, boy.
I'm blessed.
This is,
I'm blessed and honored.
That is the excitement of the show, praise the Lamb of God, that we can feel the power of God in our offices, in our studios, in our homes, wherever we are listening. Hallelujah, that the radiant power and the presence of God just keeps showering us day after day after day. Praise God. It's just awesome. It's praise the Lamb of God. Somebody pushing buttons for no reason.
Yeah, they probably got their face on the phone or something, you know.
Praise God.
Yeah.
My God, what an awesome God. Y'all done messed me up again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want me to tell you something? I feel somebody has a prophetic word and they haven't released it.
Oh, my
I really
God.
Do.
Oh, my God.
That must be Jocelyn.
Oh,
I really feel it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. That
release
is
it. Go ahead and release it.
Who got it? Jocelyn?
Go ahead.
Yes, prophet.
Is the Lord giving you a word?
Yes.
But you sitting over there acting like little Miss Allen. Get yourself in prophetic.
Open up your mouth, girl.
And the planet.
Oh, my God. Well, it's for Pastor. It was for Pastor Edom.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Lord is. I don't know. The Lord spoke to me that for you to look north, and then I don't know. Do you have any connections with Burkina? Is there any connections you have with Burkina?
I think he dropped off the line. His line. He must lost his signal. Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay. Okay.
He can pull the archive.
Okay.
Right. Just
because,
he can pull the archives. Truly.
Okay. Because God says he's expanding. That the ministry is expanding north, and even beyond Ghana into Burkina. That's why I wanted to find out specifically if he had any connections there with Burkina. And so anyway, but that's what the Lord had given me, that the ministry will be expanding north. And that was what God had spoken to me concerning him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for expansion. That's what we're praying for. Hallelujah. Be God. Thank you, Joshman. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. I know I felt it in my belly. I said, somebody's got a word here. Praise the Lamb of God that they're not releasing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Awesome God you are. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, people of God. What an awesome time we're having here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My God, what? Well, you know, I get miscombobulated, praise God, hallelujah, when stuff like this happens. You know, I don't know what is happening, praise God. I woke up, I look on the page this morning, last night I went to sleep, there's like 983 or something like that members, 87 members, praise the Lamb of God. This morning I wake up, it's 1,062 members.
I know.
Now, that means like 70, 80 people that joined church overnight. Praise the Lamb of God in the middle. Now, that is a sign of one for a miracle, and not one of their names is on the page. Like, you know how we welcome people on the page? Not one of their names is on the page. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know.
Hey, Uncle Jake, remember we talked about that yesterday, supernatural growth, while we were sitting there. And we said, you know,
wow,
the Lord grace started sending supernatural growth. We sat there and
wow,
said that. We always talked about my boy Ron.
God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're right. We did sit there and speak that, did we not?
Yeah, sure did.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what happened. I don't know how they were added, praise God, but if you look, you will see. Praise the Lamb of God. No, boy, it's something I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. Something wonderfully happening. Something is wonderfully happening.
Wow.
Lamb of God on through PSM here. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I was saying, well, I know, praise the Lamb. Father, if you keep at the growth, we'll have 1,000 by the end of the year, but the God didn't surpass, praise the Lamb of God, all of my hopes. Hallelujah. We're in the 1,000 bracket, and we thank God for the increase. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's happening
thank God.
All our lives, period. This is our time, man. It's happening in all of our lives right now. I declare that, man.
Hallelujah. Increase in all of our lives.
All of
them. Get over the people of God. Hallelujah.
All
Father, we praise you.
Everything, man. It's happening.
We praise you. We don't question your abilities or the way you do things. We praise you for the increase, Father, because there is none like you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God for what he's doing and how he's doing it. Glory to Jesus Christ. For I tell you, people of God, hallelujah, when you think of the goodness of Jesus, woo, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, hallelujah, praise God. Yeah, Brett, do you see what you didn't start it today?
All right, glory to God. Glory
and you ain't even too sorry or nothing. You just thought just going to go on.
Now we had them that magnet that tomfoolery tried to start it off. No way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. God,
I told
you it came on the gangster. I said, uh-oh.
Mad, man. Yeah,
I got to watch out for this. Watch out for this, for this ghetto gangster that jumped on here, Brett, that came on the line to handle. Hallelujah. Somebody told me you already look like you the head of the CIA or something like that, the way
well,
you know.
I'm the guy, he's still working on me, prophet. I wasn't always a saint, man.
I see why you and Lawrence close.
I've been there. That's why we get along so well, Brett.
Lord have mercy.
We get along so well.
I have two gangsters beside me all the time, praise God. People of God, let me reiterate, if you would, praise God. You know, I'm really studying and reading again on this prayer issue, praise the Lord. And let me tell you something, people of God, we are the most at ease and unknowledgeable people at the tactics of the enemy that there ever been, praise the Lamb of God, that have, hallelujah, a kingdom that we represent in the earth realm. I don't know why it is that the saints cannot get a grip on that you have an enemy, praise the Lamb of God. I just don't know why that never really wraps around our mind in a way to recognize the devices of the enemy, praise God. And let me tell you something, people of God, if you're going to live this prophetic life, then you're gonna deal with a lot of spiritual warfare, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to attacks upon you and those around you. And attacks, praise the Lamb of God, on things that you have qualified, that is dear to your heart. And you're going to have to hold on, man. You're really going to have to understand if you're going to get closer to the Lord, Satan's going to try to stop you from getting there through attacking you in the physical. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better get ready for it. If you're going to go into the depths with Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, then there is going to be some challenges that's going to come upon you, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, some losses, some casualties, hallelujah, along the way. But if you want the prize, which is Christ, then you must be willing to suffer, praise the Lamb of God, that I might know him, hallelujah. The fellowship of his suffering, praise the Lamb of God, and the power of the resurrection. Notice how that is worded, that I might know him, praise the Lamb of God. The fellowship of his suffering. Hallelujah. The fellowship of his suffering. and the power of his resurrection. Don't think, praise the Lamb of God, that there's no attack about your prayer life. Don't think there's no attack because of your praise life. Praise the Lamb of God. But what you must understand, that you are in the force field of God, praise the Lamb of God, and Satan really can't do anything to you without God allowing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm sold on that. But what does penetrate and what does come through, what is allowed, it has a twofold purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of it is a wake-up call to you to let you see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you're vulnerable. The second flip side of the coin is so that God can increase your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that you will not be comfortable, satisfied, and easy sitting, praise God, in these things, hallelujah, that the world has to offer us, praise God, that we count as blessings, that we count as this is God and this is what makes me look good before people. Well, you know, in this warfare, there is some shame that's going to come to your game. Hallelujah. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to pray the prayer at one time or another for God to remove the reproach. Hallelujah. You're going to have to pray the prayer for God to remove your shame and to restore your integrity, because Satan is going to attack you in those areas because he knows how vital they are to you. Praise God. But God shows himself, and I said this in the beginning of the show, he shows himself mighty, praise the Lamb of God. He shows himself mighty through our weakness. If you read the Psalms of David, prayer is mentioned in the Bible about 155 times, but and the majority of them are in the Psalms of David, praise the Lamb of God. If you follow the Psalms of David in the prayer life of David, when he's praying, praise the Lamb of God, and he's writing, I call it his prayer journal. Some of the Psalms are like a prayer journal for David. He says stuff like, praise the Lamb of God, O Lord, have mercy and hear my cry. Praise the Lamb of God, do not allow my enemies to overtake me. I mean, so if he's praying a prayer like that, praise the Lamb of God, as close as David was to God, praise the Lord, then we have to say that if this king of Israel, with all of his glory, splendor, the monies, the finances, stuff that David had, but still the enemy has come upon him to overwhelm him to the extent that he's crying out to God, what about you and I? And we don't even have soldiers around us to protect us other than the angels of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. When you hear him crying unto the Lord, praise the Lamb, it's not an enemy that has done this to me, but it was my friend, one who has taken counsel with me, and we went to the house of God together. Praise God. When you're reading the Psalms like that, You must understand that you're going to be betrayed, praise the Lamb of God. That there's going to be times that people you think love you going to stab you in your back. That there's going to be times, Lamb of God, that you're going to come under attack, praise the Lamb of God, in-house, not out-house, in-house, praise the Lamb. We need to wake up, open our eyes, praise the Lamb of God, and experience God, praise the Lamb of God, in his fullness. And you're going to do this, people of God, as you go through various experiences. God's greatest schoolmaster is experience, praise the Lamb of God. His greatest schoolmaster for you is experience, praise God. But when you have the knowledge of the experience in you, praise God, and you connect your experience to the Word of God, your ride becomes easier. It becomes easier for you to deal with your experience as it's connected to the Word of God and your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God. There has been days that I have prayed nothing but the Psalms. Nothing but the Psalms have I prayed God back his word. Praise the Lamb of God. I have prayed them just like David's praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Uncle Shane, can I just add what's powerful about them is a lot of the Psalms are prophetic prayers.
Exactly. Exactly. That is that goes without saying, but man, you are so right. Maybe somebody need to be connected to. They wouldn't be in the Bible if they wasn't. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Weeping may endure for a night. I mean, come on, people of God. You're going to have to cry sometimes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Your tears will flow. But joy will come in the morning. Now, that's the patience of the saints right there. Praise God. That through this, through my tears, through my agony, through my frustration, there's light at the end of my tunnel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
91st Psalm, you know.
You know, praise the Lamb. I mean, it's there, people of God. It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Praise the Lamb of God. Even the 91st Psalm, which we dealt with the other day, when you look at it, it says to us that 1,000 will fall, 10,000 at our right hand, but it won't come nigh me. But just the experience of them falling is an issue. The arrow by the day and the terror by night, just to know it's present and it's coming towards you, praise the Lamb of God, can give you a breakdown. Hallelujah, people of God. So understand that the attacks will come, praise God. Hallelujah. But we have a mighty fortress, and a mighty fortress is our God. Praise the Lord.
You have to transcend to where your anointing is. You have to transcend your prayer life and your life to where your anointing is. You rise
truly
above it.
Praise the Lamb of God. I concur 100%, Pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. That your anointing is your rescue agent. You have to rely on it. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to rely on it. And knowing your anointing allows you to understand, praise the Lamb of God, who you are in God. Praise God. It allows you to come to a place of knowing, hallelujah, that the Lord's hand is upon me. Hallelujah. When you lose contact with reality, praise the Lamb of God, you need to revisit your anointing. You need to revisit, hallelujah, your faith file. You need to walk through and recognize who you are, praise the Lamb. And then you will see all of this is just a delusion. All of this Satan is throwing at me, praise the Lamb of God, is just his device is to get me unfocused, to cause my faith to fail, because that's what he's after. Peter, he's after your faith, praise the Lamb of God. He wants to sift you like wheat. He's after your faith. I prayed for you, Jesus says, that your faith failed not, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a greater, praise the Lamb of God, sense of who God is and who he is to us and who we are to him. Praise God. That's your true security blanket. And knowing that, people of God, hallelujah. I share with people all the time as I'm teaching, and we read through these scriptures, and people, you know, sometimes you can quote scriptures and read scriptures and you don't know the true meaning of them. Praise the Lamb of God. So, you know, when you read about the weapons of your warfare and you read about the helmet of salvation, a lot of people don't know what the helmet of salvation is. The helmet of salvation is about your knowledge, hallelujah, of your salvation.
Yes.
If you know you're saved, if you know you've been delivered, if you know you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, then you know the battle is won.
Amen.
That is just about your knowledge. Praise the Lamb. Sometimes you can't rely on feeling. You got to rely on your knowledge. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to rely on the knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ. You have to rely on the knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, of your salvation. You have to rely, praise the Lamb of God, upon knowing what God is and what God has done and what God is doing in your life versus, praise the Lamb of God, relying upon, hallelujah, waiting on a feeling to come. A feeling can be an emotional rush. Hallelujah. Yeah. You have to rely. I don't wait on no feeling, praise the Lamb of God, to know that Pastor London is coming over to do something for me. I ain't waiting on no feeling. Yeah. I got a confidence, praise the Lamb of God, that if Lord say he coming, he coming. Praise the Lamb of God. If he say he going to do it, he going to do it. We have more confidence in people than we have in God. Hallelujah. We said, well, the Lord said, I know the Lord going to do it. I know the Lord going to do it. You don't say that if I told you I was going to send you some money. You don't sit around talking about, I know he going to do it. I believe it. I believe it. I know he going to. You don't be sitting around doing that. Why? The Lamb of God. This is, watch this. This is our confidence that when we pray, you hear us.
Yeah.
Therefore, we shall have the things that we pray for. That's the word of God. That's my confidence, praise the Lamb of God, that when I pray, the Lord hear me. And when he hears me, I shall have the thing that I pray for, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It may not come the way I want it to come, but it's coming. It may be chopped up, broke up, coming in crumbs, but it's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The conference is a great, the gathering was a great experience for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I reeled, I rocked. I'm looking at him saying, Lord, but you told me all of this was good. All of this is taken care of. Praise the Lamb of God. And at the end, the Lord said, I told you. What did you lose? Nothing. Did you have a conference? Yes. Did all the bills get paid? Yes. Hallelujah. I did it my way to increase your faith.
Wow.
I'm ready for 2013 right now.
Love.
Praise the Lamb of God. But God, we got to understand this, people. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Praise the Lamb of God. And then anything that is not of faith is sin.
Amen. Amen. Let me hit that.
Amen.
So anything God has not commissioned for me to do, I'm doing it on my own. I'm in sin. Uh-oh, y'all didn't like that one. Praise the Lamb.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah. Now, Brett, I'm going to mess with some people's minds right now. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm going to need you and Lawrence to back me up.
All right.
I'm going to need you standing on one side, Lawrence. You standing on the other side. One of y'all looking forward, one of y'all looking back, because somebody might throw a brick at me when I say that. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something, people of God. As a child of God, you have no business going buying a house if God didn't tell you to do it. Y'all ain't going to like me. Y'all didn't like that, did you? You didn't like me saying that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We go and buy stuff and then say, I know God's going to pay for it. And God be looking at you saying, I didn't tell you to buy that.
Ooh.
Why are you going to throw it back on me after you go do it? That is not faith.
Oh, God.
It's obeying the word of God. I got married and I know God going to bless my marriage. Did God tell you to marry the person? Okay. Y'all got just quiet. Praise y'all getting quiet on me now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you do it by prayer? If you did it by prayer, did you just pray over it and didn't get an answer? So you went on and moved forward because you prayed. You just prayed. When God speaks to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hello, light bulbs. When God speaks to you, God will perform what he said he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God will perform what he said he's going to do every time. He has never failed, not one jot, not one tittle of his word, not one micro dot of his word has failed.
Yeah.
Amen. He cannot fail.
Amen.
One song that's true is there is no failure in God. There is no failure. Praise the Lamb. That's something God has never experienced is failure.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's never experienced that. Praise the Lamb of God. People have failed him, but he has never failed. And even when they're failing, he's planning their replacement to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We have no business doing things as children of God. Now, I feel the Holy Ghost coming up my legs on this because we say, we quote scriptures in all thy ways.
Knowledge him.
Now, is that prayer or not?
That's it.
How are you going to acknowledge him if you don't pray? How are you going to direct your steps, praise the Lamb of God, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll do what? He'll direct our paths?
Praise us.
Like he should be talking to you to direct your path.
That's right.
I was watching a movie the other night, praise the Lamb of God, maybe a month or so ago. I can't even tell you the name of it. But they was going through this minefield, praise God. So this guy had came through the minefield, praise the Lamb of God. He went and got the people, and he was bringing the people to safety. He told them, follow me. Step in my footprints.
Because
he knew the way through the minefield. This one guy decided that he couldn't wait. It was just too much tension in every footstep. He ran through the minefield.
Oh, jeez.
You know what happened to him, don't you?
Yes, we know exactly what happened to that cat, man.
He got done in, right? We do the same thing to God. God said, let me direct your path. God said, I want to direct your path. And we go out and do things without talking and consulting God.
That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Praise the Lamb of God. We make steps. Y'all mighty quiet on the page. Ain't nobody texting nothing in today. Praise God. Okay, now go Bertha. Hallelujah, Bertha. Bertha then came on to save the crew. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. See this teaching here gonna help you along the way. Praise the Lamb of God. You say you're prophetic. You say God speaks to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then you should listen to God in everything that you do. Praise God. He should be ordering your steps. Now, I ain't talking about, Lord, should I go eat? You know you got to feed your body food in the refrigerator. God didn't give you that. Eat. He has provided. Praise the Lamb of God. But there are some things, people of God, that we need to ask God for. I ain't signing no contract without God. Hallelujah. I am not signing a contract without God. Did y'all hear me? And in a contract for nothing without God. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if I sign that contract, I'm going to need God to take care of that bill, and I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't share with you all before. The place where I'm living at, praise the Lamb of God, God told me, move here, move to this place, for I've given you a grace there. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And his grace has been sufficient. Y'all ain't listening to me.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Back and said, now he has come back and said, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be leaving this place. I'm going to give you a home. Now watch this, people of God. Hallelujah. When God tell me he going to give me a home, I wait till I see it, and I wait till I hear him say, that's your house. That's the way I move.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not listening?
Well,
praise the Lamb of God.
I think everybody else listening to you too, showing up.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Now, some people tell you, well, you know, I pray, and then I go on and do it, and I just trust God. That's what you're doing. You're trusting. But that ain't faith. Faith comes by hearing.
And hearing by the word of God.
And hearing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Everyone.
Hallelujah. Then you obey it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. The Lord's speaking. See, I done talked up on God. Hallelujah. God said, if they would come before me, hallelujah, I would order their steps and none would fail.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name. God said, I would order their steps and none would fail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I said it. I said, God said it, and I'm willing to die tonight if he didn't say it. Hallelujah. I know when he speaks to me. Praise the Lamb of God. That was a clear word. That was a clear word. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Woo! 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 Glory to Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. People of God, I'm telling you this now. I'm telling you this now, until we come to the place, hallelujah, stop running through the Bible and stop and meditate on these scriptures and say, what is God saying right here? Praise the Lamb of God. What is he really saying to us? You're going to always be flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. Until we come to a place to prayerfully, praise the Lamb of God. Observe what God is saying. Hallelujah. Come into the presence of God in prayer, speaking to God. Hallelujah. And waiting on God to speak to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so redundant on our show until I don't understand why nobody can't get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this.
Yeah.
We was praying for Adam, right? Praise the Lamb. What came for? Prophetic word. You know why? Because all you got to do is get quiet and listen. If you talk, God will talk.
Yep.
But you got to be willing to shut your mouth and shut down. Praise the Lamb of God. And wait on God. Mm-hmm. If you sincerely prayed, then God will speak. Praise the Lamb. If you just babbling, then go ahead. Hallelujah. I don't think he's going to speak on the Bible. But I promise you, when your heart is set to God, hallelujah, is not that what the angel told Daniel? As soon as you set your heart to God, he dispatched me to answer. As soon as your heart was set.
Mm.
You set a fast, you start praying, you set your heart to God, God heard you. He said, your 21 days was in vain, man. You didn't even have to do that. Once you set your heart, he didn't say once you set your fast. He said, once you set your heart. We trip on the fast part and not on the hard part.
Yeah.
Praise, I trip on the hard part. As soon, oh, God, I just told you something there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
now, don't go telling all your pastors and preachers that because they're going to say, it was the 21 days. No, it wasn't. Praise the Lamb of God. Not according to my Bible. Hallelujah. As soon as his heart was set, So the angel came and told him, man, you prayed, you fasted 20 days too long. I was dispatched as soon as you set your heart to come give you the revelation, to come give you the answer. Daniel, oh man of God, greatly beloved. That's what it says. It's right there in the book, in the 9th chapter. Read it. It's right there. I didn't make it up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, I was held up. I was helping the Prince of Persia fight. Praise the Lamb of God. I had to stand by his side and fight. He said, but now I've come. I made my arrival. I'm here. Sorry it took me so long. Yeah, it's right there in the Bible, people of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. There's reasons why your answer be held up. Oh, I done told you another secret. I got it. Man, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A powerful praise. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you are going to be getting the stuff released. You're going to be saying, Lord, I need a commitment to get the blessing.
You know, sometimes it comes later or something, but, you know, you got good, you know, I don't know. It happens to all of us, though. We get it later sometimes. But it's in. The seed is planted. Once it rots, once it's on water.
Praise the Lamb of God. And, well, I tell you, it's right there in the Bible. It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. If you would really look at the Word of God in your prayer life, you would see the truths. You would see the revelations that unlock, praise the Lamb of God, the wisdom of getting into the presence of God, of being heard by God, and getting God to speak back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's realer than you are. God is more real than we are. Praise the Lamb of God. The mouth, he's been speaking ever since he said, let him never shut up. Praise the Lamb of God. He's been speaking ever since. Hallelujah.
God, he be moving.
Moving, man. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do, praise God, hallelujah, is get into that thought flow of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm going to tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. God thought a thought. If he ever thought, he thought one thought, and when he thought something that could be thought of forever. Mm. That you can't grab that one, can you?
Well, you know, that's it. That's one of
those. Oh, boy, oh, boy. When God thought, if God ever thought anything, he thought everything at the same time.
Wow.
And there is nothing else for God to think about.
That's true.
Know why? He's from everlasting to everlasting. Therefore,
everlasting.
He's already at the end of everlasting, and he's at the beginning of it.
Yeah, he's at both. That's the word.
He has both ends of everlasting. He didn't already thought about everything between.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's true.
Praise the Lamb of God. There is nothing new under the sun for God. Nothing. Nothing brand new. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are brand new every day.
Right.
We get new mercy, but the mercy ain't new to God. He ain't made no new mercy. We say he made a new batch of mercy. No, he didn't. And his mercy is from generation to generation. It already exists. Praise the Lamb of God. He thought this thing thorough and through before he ever created us. If you recognize that you are in the thought pattern of God, then you would get in God's thought pattern.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are a thought in God's mind, praise the Lamb of God, in the eternal mind of God, all you got to do now is put the eternal thought of God in your mind and think about God. Now watch this. If God thought of you ever, he thought of you forever. Oh, God, I just told you. I just blew myself off. Lord, have mercy. Lord, if God ever of you at all. He thought of you forever.
That's it.
There's nothing else he can think about you.
That's it.
He's already had you in the eternal plan. Lawrence London, I'm going to hurt you, man. It's after 2 o'clock.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, you're flawed. I'm like, oh, well, let's go.
After 2 o'clock, people of God, we got to get out of here. I tell you this, though, those of you who are listening, spread the word. The prophet is at Soul Harvest Church tonight, Soul Harvest Ministries. They are in Highland Park, Woodward Avenue, and 6 Mile. Just south of 6 Mile Road, a couple of blocks, you will see this big, beautiful, historical church sitting on the corner. Soul Harvest Ministries across the street from the Powerhouse Gym. Meet me there tonight. Meet me there tonight at 7 o'clock. They have entitled this One Night with the Prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. And as you see, I'm geared up for it already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you all. I thank you all. I'm excited about your future. Thank you, Brett, for hanging in here with us. I got a cold. To the co-host, praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to God.
So we thank God for Pastor London. Love you, man.
Love you all.
Love you
more.
Get out of here, man.
God is making us all brand new.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm Those days are over.